Welcome back to another episode of the Cantina Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Walsh, and Aiden is joining me, as always. Today we will be finishing up our three-part series on our thoughts on the Star Wars movies with our thoughts on the sequel trilogy. And I'm going to pass this over to Aiden to get us started off with his first initial thoughts on the trilogy as a whole.
So the sequel trilogy has been scrutinized by a lot of people, but it's also loved by a lot of people. It's I would say it's the most controversial Star Wars movies definitely right now, which is saying something because the prequels are, or at least were, very controversial. But my thoughts on the sequel trilogy are that I actually really enjoy them, especially the first two, and we'll get into that. But you know, I think the acting's far better. It's probably the best acting out of all the trilogies, if we're being honest here. The movies are shot, and the CGI obviously looks better. That goes towards, you know, it was made newer, but more recently, I should say. But, you know, I think that the biggest downfall of this is that the inconsistencies in the story kind of bring the movie down, and kind of, you know, the directors didn't have a path, and they kind of just did what the fans wanted to towards the end, and we'll get into that a little more, but those are my initial thoughts. How about you, Josh?
Well, going into this, I loved the first two movies. Wasn't the biggest fan of the third one. And what I really think, what they did well is, as actual movies, the first two, as actual movies, if they weren't based on each other, were very good movies. The third one was, it was a good movie. I wouldn't put it up to the same standard as the first two. But when they come together, their story just isn't from two to three, the story isn't cohesive. From one to two, the story is fine. But from two to three, the story is just not cohesive enough to really form a working trilogy. And that's why I think a lot of people hate it. And I think a lot of people hate it because most of the people online and talking about it are people who grew up with the prequels, so they didn't think the prequels stunk. But like the people in 20 years are going to remember that the sequel trilogy wasn't that bad. It was shot very well. It had great acting. It had excellent fight scenes and such, and it had some good emotional beats. So I think that these, come the future, will be a lot more well remembered.
I agree, and we'll start just breaking down the movies here, and I'll go with The Force Awakens. I loved this movie when it first came out, and I still love this movie, and I know you love this movie even more than I do, but this movie, just the introduction of all the characters was done really great, and I liked how they integrated Han Solo into the movie, and along with Princess Leia, and then the cliffhanger at the end where it was literally Luke standing on the edge of a cliff was, I mean, it made you want to see the second movie right then and there, and it was great watching it in the theater. Probably one of the better movie-going experiences I've ever had. And I think that of the movies, this one had the best score, and that's something that I think the sequels also was lacking, is that their score wasn't nearly as good as the originals or the prequels. But I think that this movie's score is definitely the strongest. But going back to it, the introduction of Kylo Ren there at the beginning where he stops the bullet, and we've talked about that scene on our top 10 scenes list, and the lightsaber battle there towards the end with Rey and Kylo was really good, and it was sad to see Han Solo die, but one of those emotional beats that you were talking about earlier, that the sequels have. And overall, this movie, I mean, it's really good, and it's up there in my top tier rankings of Star Wars movies.
Yeah, I'm pretty much going to have to agree with you on most of those things. Like, for me, it was my number 3 in our Star Wars ranking video, and this is the movie that made me a fan of Star Wars. Before this movie came out, I wasn't a big super fan. I would have not been thinking it would have been a good idea to have a podcast about it if this movie didn't come out. And, like, I never watched The Clone Wars, I didn't watch Rebels or anything like that. So, when this movie came out, it was an eye-opening experience. I remember going to the theater, it was in the Louis Joliet Mall at the Cinemark. I sat down and my mind was just blown from beginning to end. It looked amazing, the story was great, the action was incredible, and there were some... I hear a lot of complaints about this, but I thought the jokes landed pretty well in these movies.
I'd have to actually agree.
I mean, Nine...
I think the humor was actually done well.
Nine had some flat spots, but the rest of it, in Force Awakens, when Finn's telling Rey where the Resistance base is, but he's having to get BB-8 to help him because he doesn't know. And then he gives BB-8 the thumbs up, and then BB-8 does that little lighter thumbs up thing. I thought that was hilarious. It was just those things were able to land. And I've heard complaints, like, your brothers hate that they're making jokes. And I'm like, well, I think they're pretty funny. I don't have much of a problem with them. Like, Nine kind of took it too far, but... other than that, the jokes landed very well. And then that, back to The Force Awakens. I enjoyed it very much, and I loved it from beginning to end. My real biggest issue with it was probably... Oh, man, this is a tough question, because I love this movie so much. And it's the biggest problem... I guess the biggest problem with it is that It doesn't have many, like, high, super memorable spots. Like, there's not really anything low. It is a very consistent movie. Like, there's nothing very low. And compared to a lot of Star Wars movies, that's an impressive feat. Like, I can't really think of many problems. Maybe the CGI on Maz Kanata, that's about it.
The Rathtar scene was...
Yeah, you're right. The Rathtar scene. And it's not unbearable to watch. It's not...
But I still
hate
do
sand.
Like,
it's just like a...
That scene, the Rathtar scene, I still like the Han Solo's banter with those two
gangs
that are coming. Like, I
yeah,
like
it's
that.
Good to
just
see,
the
yeah.
Rathtars looked stupid.
Yeah, it's good to see Han Solo again. Barring he's one of our favorite characters and your favorite, so... And then you got, like, that's pretty much it for anything bad in that movie. And I know people have the complaint of, well, Rey is too powerful with the Force. What does she do that's really all that powerful? The one thing that she does that's powerful is she fights Kylo Ren.
Well, she does a Jedi mind trick.
Yeah, but Obi-Wan Kenobi could do a Jedi mind trick. And we know he wasn't that powerful with the Force.
You're right.
So, I don't think, and it took her, it's not like she did it immediately, it took her a couple tries. Did she lift anything with the Force?
She used the Force to grab a lightsaber, but...
Yeah, that was it. And she didn't really know what she was doing. I don't think that her being overpowered in this movie is an actual complaint.
And when she was beating Kylo Ren was... shot with Chewie's bowcaster that literally was blowing stormtroopers up. So.
Yeah, and got sliced in the face from Finn.
Up.
So it's not like he was full strength over there beating up on her. He was incapacitated. Alright.
Yep.
So anyway.
The Last Jedi?
Yes.
All
most
right,
controversial of the Star Wars.
The most controversial. Well, I don't know, man. Episode 9, like...
Yeah, but Episode 9 is widely accepted as it's not that good.
Very true. This movie, though, I am on the side of this movie is spectacular. I know a lot of people have a problem with the Canto Bite stuff, and a lot of people have a problem with the Admiral Holdo stuff, and how it's kind of boring when it's ships flying through space at such a slow speed. It's a slow ship chase. But yeah. God, I love this movie. I mean, this movie is, you said Force Awakens is number three for you. I mean, this movie could be number three for me right now. It is one of my favorite Star Wars movies. Just the whole thing with Luke and Rey and Kylo. I mean, the Force Skyping thing that they did. Luke Force projecting himself across the galaxy. I said that Force Awakens was one of my favorite movie-going experiences. This movie was and still is my favorite movie-going experience of all time because it was so unexpected. I didn't know what the heck was going to happen next. When they killed Snoke, my mind was blown. That whole scene with the Praetorian guards following the death of Snoke, where Kylo and Rey were teaming up, and the movie was done so great that when Kylo stuck out his hand, I didn't know if Rey was going to take it. Like, I could have thought she went bad, and Luke would have had to fight them both off in Episode 9. I didn't know, you know, what was going to happen. It was such a great thrill ride for me. And going to the Canto Bite stuff, I don't have a problem with it. Sure, maybe it's not, you know, the best scene in Star Wars, but I can watch the movie without any hesitation and enjoy every single minute of The Last Jedi. I mean, I think the one thing lacking, honestly, I think the comedy in this movie was the weakest of the three movies. I think Episode 9's comedy was better than this comedy. I wasn't too big of a fan at the beginning where Poe was like, I have a message for his mother. Like, I didn't really like that joke.
I love that joke. I thought that when I saw that, I started laughing out loud. I thought that was hilarious. It was like all built up just for that. And I thought it was absolutely hilarious.
I didn't think that didn't feel too Star Wars-y for me. That felt more like MCU-esque comedy, but whatever.
Like, yeah, but that sounds like something Poe Dameron would say.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like it's Rey doing it. It's an in character thing. Like if they couldn't have gotten anyone else to do that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe consistent. Finn.
Like those are about it.
Yeah, but anyway, I mean, this movie is just magnificent in my eyes. You want to add whatever you want to add?
Yeah. So when I first saw this movie, it was, I think, my third or second favorite on my list. Now, after I've watched it, I realize there are some issues with it, so I lowered it down. But I still think this movie is absolutely incredible. And I will be the first to say that this is the best shot movie in Star Wars. I think the shots in this movie are just spellboundingly awesome. Like when you get that overhead shot of Kylo walking into that bunker on Crait with the red earth and all the salts moved away and he's just walking in with his stormtroopers. I think that shot's incredible. Like there's, and then the scene where Rey is putting her hand up to the mirrors and it's just a whole bunch of hers and then she asks to see her parents and then she just shows up and it completely ruins her expectations. Like there are some things in this movie that were spellboundingly great. And could if they didn't like add, first I'm going to talk about the Canto Bite, and then the slow speed chase. They're not bad; they are mediocre, decent portions, maybe slightly above average. They have some interesting parts. Like they do have their bad stuff, like that. I don't know why they needed to save the horses. Space horses, and I don't really know why Leia supermanned herself back to the ship. I wish they could have shot that slightly better, because that was just weird. Because all of a sudden, she's sitting there in the dead, and then she pulls a 1970 Christopher Reeve Superman back to the ship, and I was like, well, that's stupid. I, like, knew immediately. Normally, it'll take me a second or third viewing to know something stupid. But that I knew, like, that's stupid. I understand you want to save her, but you could have done anything else. But other than that, they are perfectly fine portions. The problem is they are being compared to what I think might be one of the best sequences in Star Wars, is the Luke Kylo Rey triad there. And it is great in the fact that we get to see Luke teach, which we've never got to see before, but he's shut off, which no one would have expected. And I believed it. I'm like, yeah, he started the new Jedi Order, and his nephew turned on him, killed and or took all his students, then destroyed the place. Like, you're telling me you would not go into exile after that? Like, and Luke is acted better in this movie than any other movie. So that stuff is just absolutely great. And then you got your Canto Bite, which is decent. It kind of, I guess other than the Space Horses, it really doesn't look too much like Star Wars, excluding the characters in it. Like, it looks like something out of Las Vegas. But then you got that Space Horse scene. Then you got the slow chase, and it kind of confuses me. Like, you're telling me that big ship can't go, like, do they only have two speeds, really slow and scary, or light speed? Because I feel like if they hit the light speed button for, like, super fast, like just a millisecond, they just inch forward enough to shoot them. But
never thought of it that way.
But I think, but let's go to the ending, which is where all these storylines collide. And this ending is...
Hold on. I think that you should talk about your favorite scene in this movie.
Oh, my favorite scene?
The Yoda scene.
Yes, you're right. The Yoda scene. I was going to save that for that ending portion, but I'll talk about it now. And the Yoda scene is incredible. Because what they do is, I love that they bring back the puppet Yoda. He looks a little different, but I'm fine with it. I know it's Yoda. You can tell that it's Yoda. And he's back to his hilarious self from Episode 5 when he's making jokes. The Sacred Jedi Text. Read them, have you? Page turners, they are not. Like, I think he's just so excellent in this movie. And I've said it before, top 10 on my characters. He wasn't number 1 on my character list, but he probably is now, because I think Yoda is just hilarious, and he's such a good dynamic for a character, and I love him so much. And the way he interacts with Luke, and where they just sit and watch that old Jedi temple thing burn down to the ground, I think that is absolutely incredible. But now let me get to the ending. All the storylines collide here, and we have Rey going in to beat Kylo, and then Finn and Rose going in to save the ship, and then Poe stopping her. What's her name?
Holdo.
Yeah, she wasn't that good either. I liked her sacrifice scene, though. That was awesome. So anyway, they're doing all that, and I thought it was a decent ending until Kylo and Rey fought. Once Snoke died, I was like, whoa! I did not come into this movie thinking Snoke, this big bad guy, was going to die. And people are like, well, he didn't get any character development. I don't care. He's dead now. What does it matter? What do you need character development for? His character development was nothing more than building Kylo's. Clearly, I don't know why you can't see that. So anyway, they have that great Praetorian Guard scene. And then Holdo flies the ship through Snoke's ship, and the whole theater goes quiet. And that right there is probably the most excellent shot in all of Star Wars. It's not my favorite, but it is the best. And then you have this big old battle between, like, Finn and Phasma, where BB-8 saves the day. And I love I don't know why BB-8 is hated so much, but I love BB-8. And this movie ends with us, like, the Resistance is pretty much gone. There's like a dozen people on the Millennium Falcon. And we get to see Rey use the Force and pick up the rocks, which is a great callback to earlier in the movie. But it was absolutely incredible. There were some slow spots, and there were some spots that didn't make too much sense. But overall, this movie was absolutely incredible.
I would have to agree, and I'll move on to episode 9 now if you're done with episode 8.
Yep.
All right. It's going on to The Rise of Skywalker, my least favorite movie of this trilogy. And the more and more I think about The Rise of Skywalker, the more and more I just want to move it down my favorite Star Wars movies list. Like, this movie had so much potential coming off the coattails of The Last Jedi and The Force Awakens. And because people didn't like The Last Jedi, they were originally going to have Rian Johnson do The Rise of Skywalker. Well, they were originally going to have Colin Trevorrow do The Rise of Skywalker. But according to this, like, script that was leaked, he was going to have Carrie Fisher as, or Princess Leia as a main part in this movie, and it wouldn't work since, unfortunately, she passed away after The Last Jedi. So he got canned, and then they were going to have Rian Johnson do it, but because of the backlash of The Last Jedi, they're went back to J.J. Abrams. And, I don't understand why they had to make such fan service in this movie. And that's what's wrong with it. Like, Emperor coming back, if the Emperor came back, it would have been alright. But they should have done it in, like, where he's not the big bad villain. Like, that should not have been the case. And, just everything going on in this movie was just a big pile of fan service. And it was like J.J. Abrams wanted to make two movies in one, and that's what he kind of did. And there was little to no regard for The Last Jedi. I still think they connect more than other people do, but it's certainly not a strong connection. Like, I'm not going to
Car over that connection.
Yeah, I might walk across it. I'm not going to drive my car over it. That's for sure. It's so hard to put into words how disappointing I was after leaving the theater. And it was weird because I watched that movie, and I am a Star Wars lover. Like, I love all Star Wars. I even love this movie. But coming out of that theater, I was like, what did I just watch? Like, I don't know if I like this. Like, I'm in denial right now. And I walked out, and my brothers were like, that movie was awesome. And I was like, I was expecting you guys to hate that movie. And because I think I hate that movie. Or not hate that movie, but I think I'm not the biggest fan of it. And they loved it. And they think it's the best sequel trilogy movie. And then I went and saw it with you, and you loved it. And I'm like, what am I missing here? But I think everybody's come back down to earth since it's no longer a new Star Wars movie. And I think that this movie is definitely the weakest of the trilogy. And it's probably, honestly, in my bottom three right now of Star Wars movies all time.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to agree with you on that. So my initial reaction out of the theater was where I loved it. And I saw it with you. It was your second time, my first time. And it was pretty awesome in the theaters. And then I started what Chris Stuckman coined as Phantom Menacing. And I just couldn't believe that a Star Wars movie could be bad, especially one that's going to finish off a 9-movie saga. It's like, nope, it can't be bad. It's a good movie. I loved it. And then I saw it a second time. I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense. Well, that's kind of stupid. And then I watched it at home. And then I was like, wow, this movie is not good. This movie just really dropped the ball. And I think that fan service is the biggest issue with movies today, especially with Disney. Because it happens in Marvel, but no one talks about it in Marvel. Because Marvel fans are all the same age 20-year-olds. Star Wars fans range from the ages of 4 years old to 65 years old or older. So Star Wars has a much bigger demographic of people that watched them when they were new. And so when they do fan service, it doesn't work most of the time. Sometimes it works, like when they had Han Solo come back to the Falcon and look around and say, Chewie, we're home. That was fan service, but it was good fan service. But in this movie, there is some bad fan service. And the biggest bad fan service is that they discovered who Rey's parents were. That was such a bad idea.
I don't think that... I think it was okay that they discovered who her parents were. It was a bad idea that she was a Palpatine.
I guess, but... Like so, here's the biggest problem. If you asked me in episode 7, after I saw episode 7, all right, do you want to know where his parents were? I would have been like, yes. After episode 8, and you asked me, I've been like, I don't need it. Like, we got confirmation from Kylo and Rey that her parents were nobodies. And I like thinking that she was just the one in a million chance that there was someone going to be super powerful with the Force that wasn't a Skywalker or wasn't a Kenobi or related to someone else, Jar Jar Binks' half-cousin step-niece. Like, we don't need that. I think that if it was just a one in a million slave trader just sells their daughter for drinking money, that would have been perfectly fine. But then JJ's like, yeah, everyone wanted to know that, and like, when Rogue One came out, right? And everyone's like, yeah. They go, oh, yeah, let's do it now. And they're like, sir, do you want to watch The Last Jedi? Nope. And he just did it. Like, there were some things they kept in, and I still thought Kylo Ren, whew, does that sucker. God, Adam Driver is just great. He is one of my favorite young actors today. And him as Kylo Ren is just incredible, especially through these last three movies. But other than that, really, there weren't many big high pros. Han Solo returned, that was nice, but like, there were not big high levels they reached. There wasn't anything like atrocious. There was no I hate sand scenes, but there was nothing very good. So it was a very
A mediocre movie.
Yeah, sure. It was a mediocre movie and a below average Star Wars movie. But anyway, do you have any final thoughts on the trilogy you want to give out?
I wish we got a little better. I think that in the future it would be interesting if they were to have the Skywalker Saga characters come back in the form of a Disney Plus TV show or maybe another trilogy, you know, where Rey's training Jedi, or maybe we get a Luke and Kylo Ren Disney Plus TV show. I think that would be cool because those are my two favorite characters from this, and I think that I'm kind of harsh on the Rise of Skywalker, and I think that Kylo, for sure, you said, I mean, his character is magnificent. He's the best character, my favorite character probably from the new trilogy. Rey, the last movie really ruined a lot for me, for her. Through the first two movies, I mean, she was, honestly, she was up there with, like, Han Solo. Like, yep. I mean, I loved Rey. I would agree. Rey.
She was higher on my top 10 than number, like, 8 or 9.
But because of that movie, because of what they did with Palpatine and stuff like that, it really lowered the bar on her. So I think, you know, a little redemption for her would be nice. But, you know, I mean, Star Wars, I'll still watch the movies if someone's got them on or if I want to put them on. Definitely not the best trilogy, and I don't think it's the worst trilogy either. So,
all right. While we're on the topic of the sequel trilogies, did you ever think Rey was overpowered?
So watching the movies from Force Awakens to through to the Rise of Skywalker, I was under, like, I didn't think there could be overpowered for a new character. Like, yes, she was very powerful, and I admitted that. But my reasoning behind it was, we don't know who she is. Like, she could be, you know, I don't know. She could have super high midichlorian count. She could be the next chosen one. Like, I didn't know, like, what she was. And it turns out she was a Palpatine, which I didn't really care for. But I didn't think she was too powerful. Like, she beat Kylo Ren when he was half dead. In the Last Jedi, Snoke had her dead to rights, and it just so happened that Kylo Ren killed Snoke. And then they took down the people, and then in The Rise of Skywalker, she killed Palpatine, and that was just not a very good scene. So, like, I don't think she's overpowered, but, you know, they have to make her as powerful as the movie needs her to be. And I think that's what they did.
So, we would talk with your brothers, and they would say, well, what's the point of the last movie? They could just have Rey go in there and she'd destroy the whole First Order. I'm like, you're really saying that your evidence basing this on is that she Jedi mind tricked a stormtrooper after three tries. She fought half dead Kylo. She then went to Luke's day camp for Star Wars training. Lifted some rocks. That's it. That is what you base your entire evidence that she is overpowered and can destroy the whole First Order on. Now, I'll say the rocks was an impressive feat. Those were a lot of rocks. But that's it. What else did they have to base it on? And I just wanted to get that out of the way. Like, I don't think we're ever going to get another chance to talk about it. And if we do, we can go more in depth there. But that, I agree. I didn't think she was very overpowered.
Yep. So, do you have any final thoughts, or are we going to give the grades?
Yeah, I got a couple. Just on the trilogy as a whole, it should have been done better, and it should have had more direction. And I like J.J. Abrams for the opening, but if you've seen the Star Trek movies that he directed, he didn't stick the landing very well. And I feel like Rian Johnson ending those movies would have been a great idea, because I think 7 and 8 connect very, very well. Those two movies are definitely in the same universe, very close together. 8 and 9, like, that connection is, that's an I-80 bridge connection right there. That sucker's doomed to fall apart any minute. So, other than that, I think it was a good trilogy, had some ups, had some downs. But let's go on to our final ranking.
So, I'll lead it off here. I'm going to give it an A minus. Maybe a B plus. I don't know. It's either an A minus or a B plus. One of those two. The first two movies are magnificent to me. And the last movie is watchable. I think it's better than the prequels, who had one good movie and two that were average at best. And this one has two good movies and one that's average at best, so I think an A minus or a B plus for me would suffice for this movie. Trilogy, I should say.
Well, I'm right there with you. I'm giving it a B plus. I think those first two movies are really good, and just too good to let Rise of Skywalker bog it down. Too low. Like, those two movies are flat A movies. I think those are incredible. Rise of Skywalker, not so much. So it lowers it, but it doesn't bring them all the way down to a C plus or anything. They're not. And this sequel trilogy isn't a prequel bad. It's got some good portions, and it's not. It doesn't hate sand. So I think it's. Yeah. I think B plus is a solid rating for it. And I guarantee if our listeners don't like this, if our listeners hear this, they might not like our decision, because statistically they'd be shown to be prequel fans and not sequel fans. So, how that's going to play out.
Well, we will see how that plays out. But That'll wrap it up here on the Cantina Talk podcast. You can go follow us on Twitter at @talk_cantina. You can follow me at AidenWalsh00, and I believe yours is Big Josh Walsh, right?
That is correct.
Big Josh Walsh on Twitter. So, yeah, that'll wrap it up, and see you guys.